and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Severe storms and tornadoes rip through the South.
I grabbed my toddler, wrapped her up, and got on the bed, and then my husband grabbed my daughter. All I could hear is my six-year-old screaming that she didn't want to die. You don't want to hear that coming out of your baby's mouth.
She lives in Tylertown, Mississippi. At least 34 people were killed across six states. A concert at a nightclub in Macedonia turned deadly. Pyrotechnics on stage caused a massive fire, killing close to 60 people. The BBC's Guy Delaney.
Fire took hold very quickly and the building was engulfed in flames.
CBS's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem reports on a Houthi missile launched from Yemen.
The missile that landed in Egypt came a day after the U.S. launched a series of attacks on Yemen's Houthis and said the U.S. would use overwhelming force until the Houthis cease attacks on global shipping.
An Israeli official said the army's investigating whether the missile intended to target Israel. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Still recovering from that Gordon Jenkins tune? Well, I'll tell you a little secret about Gordon that's not a secret at all in the business, that Gordon is quite a cut-up in real life. Now, there's got to be something that the psychologists can deduct from all this. Maybe that the guys that talk the most about heartbreak have the most fun. It's maybe a 180-degree thing. I don't know. I just play the music. Is all. But yeah, I like torch music. And our first hour is usually just that. Torch song. Stuff that makes you think. Here's a note from Nathan Rodriguez. I want to quote it. He said, I'm 25 years old. I grew up with my grandparents, but they were teens themselves of the 70s, so Frank was before that time. But they told me that when they got older, they respected his music. I, he says, discovered Frank through YouTube. I was 14. This was 2010. Because at that time, I also discovered Elvis Presley and became a lifetime fan. So, I wanted to discover what he called other music. Artists from the 50s, 60s. Music artists today no longer sing from the heart anymore, he said. It's all about money, he says, not about their work. We will go on to say, we'll never see music giants like Elvis Presley, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra ever again in our life. Do you agree with that? I think he's wrong. I think he's wrong. Let's see if we can prove him wrong right after this quick break, huh?
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers continue this morning with minor additional slushy accumulations, then a cloudy sky this afternoon and a high in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-20s. Mostly sunny and warmer Monday, around 50, and approaching 60 Tuesday.
Right now it's 33.
Ah, spring.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers golden or pride power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
And Big Band. Stand by for the music of the stars. Music of the Stars. We are back for hour two. Welcome back. I'm Lou Regani. Talk about the Rat Pack. Joey Bishop.
Going over, I keep going over the world we knew.
Said he was sick of all that Rat Pack stuff. Sick about hearing why people still cared about it. And he said it had a false reputation.
That unbelievable world we knew.
Now, who's Joey Bishop? I never knew this till I started digging. He's the guy that figured out all the bulk of their shtick. Sinatra called Joey the hub of the big wheel.
Each road that we took turned into gold. But the dream was too much for you to hold. Now over and over I keep going over the world we knew. Days when you used to love me. And every bright neon sign turned into stars, and the sun and the moon seemed to be ours. Each road that we took, it turned into gold. But the dream was too much for you to hold. Now over and over I keep going over the world we knew. Days when you used to love me. Over and over I keep going over the world we knew.
Many, many years, and if memory serves me correctly, he's made a number of appearances on the show. In addition to being here, he will appear on Chico and the Man tomorrow night. That's interesting because we have Freddie Prinze later. Would you welcome Mr. Joey Bishop?
This is one of the most exciting nights of my life. I'm finally getting to meet him. You son of a gun. Finding.
Through all of these times.
Listen, first of all, I want to thank you very, very much because you're a very, very gracious person. Each time I pinch it for you,
right,
you never failed the next night when you returned to thank me.
That's true, I think.
I may have done it 150, 200 times. Right. You always thank my friend, except one night, I have the date here. July the 11th, 1970. It was a Tuesday. I pinched it on a Monday.
Yeah.
You came back, and you didn't thank me. And I've been watching the show now for 5.5 years, hoping. And I thought maybe this would be a heck of a good time for you to thank me for pinch hitting for you in 1970, then you won't be obligated.
I want to thank Joey Bishop for doing a great job on the show. What was the name?
Wait a minute. I wasn't pinch hitting for you. I was pinch hitting for somebody who was pinch hitting for you.
Well, I want to thank Joey, who was substituting for the guest host.
Right.
Who was reached on March 3rd, 1970. How are you, anyway?
I'm fine. How
good
do you
to see
feel?
You.
Good to see you, too.
You're doing Chico and the Man tomorrow night?
I did it.
And, yeah, that's
right.
And it's the tape.
A delightful show to do.
Did you play you?
I didn't play myself. I played a guy named Charlie, who was an insult comic, a la Rickles, but couldn't make enough money to pay for the hospital bills
that he got from
insulting people. So I become a crook. And Chico convinces Ed, the old man, to keep the garage open all night. And the first night they're open, I rob them.
You know, having seen you work and knowing the way you work, you're basically a reaction comedian. You play off of things. And yet, although you've done tape shows or film shows, don't you find that format sometimes where you're working on film a little confining? Don't you kind of like a freewheel? I know I do. You can get up and you work an audience and you stop and you go over here. But when you get locked into the script, you got to do it.
I think this type of show, unfortunately, you're healthy all the time, but this type of show, I think, is the easiest. I don't mean as far as talent, because I do. They interviewed me. I don't know whether you saw it or not. They interviewed quite a few of us. And I told them what I thought of your talents. And I think, you know, a lot of guys can do this for a year or two. I almost lasted a month. Can do it for a year or two, but you've been on for so many years. It really amazes me how you are still able to come out there, really, and do it, I think.
Joey Bishop said that all that stuff about these legendary guys, entertainers, they made the 50s, 60s, a whole lot bubblier, that these guys never drank during the show. They were remembered as drunks chasing women. He said, I never saw these guys ever drunk. That was a gag. And he said, do you think these guys had the chase? No, they had to chase them away is what they had to do. That part, I guess nobody. Oh, by the way, here's the Rat Pack on, not by the way, the Rat Pack on TV with the Birth of the Blues. Talk about that a little bit and some of the legends, and some of which are true.
I'd like to ask the audience, and we are going to join in applauding both orchestras here tonight.
I think that's swell.
Really, magnificent job.
John Basie and the wonderful
and Quincy Jones, who conducted for me, and George Rhodes.
Stand up, ladies and gentlemen. Silver, stand up there. Mr. Quincy Jones directing there. Oh, you told him that?
Well, you know, you have to explain it a lot because we all look alike.
Let us pray. Dearly beloved.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, could we all finish by doing one number?
Can we? May we? Not can we.
May we. Never in the same
way. May we, Sam, not can we. Fight.
Oh, if I find out that's true, my heart is broken.
May we? Can we?
May we?
Could
we?
John,
may we?
Song,
yes, sir. May we? That's French.
Okay.
All right. We can use that.
Well, what about doing a number together?
Yeah, now you're talking.
Could we do Birth of the Blues together and each person take
Why
a
not,
bit?
Sam?
Gee, that sounds like a swell idea. I'll get Mickey and Judy and we'll build a barn. When's the last time you seen an Italian cut? I'm going to cut him. You know, he touches me one more time.
Get out of this act, if you don't mind. I gotta catch a plane.
Yeah, want the mics closer?
You want the mics closer?
Closer.
All right.
It'll be my guess.
Then we'll just be one.
These are the blues. Nothing but blues. They say some people long ago were searching for a different tune, one that they could croon as only they can. They only had the rhythm, so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't know just what to use. This is how the blues really began. They through a horn until it was worn into a blue note, and then they nursed it, they rehearsed it, and then sent out that news that the Southland
Johnny Carson.
From a whippoorwill high on a hill.
How about that?
No. Pushing in a horn till it was born. I'll call you if I need you. Till it's a blue note. Get off the stage.
And then they nursed it. And they rehearsed it.
How does it feel to sit in the back of the bus?
Kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
her room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like this sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-sized bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, oh, ain't love a kick? Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Hey, Bud, do you know whose baby are you?
Whose baby are... No, I'm frightfully sorry, I don't, but...
Never mind, forget it.
Here's Frank and Peter Lawford.
Say, I know that song. You mind if I give you a small rundown?
No, not at all. Sit down.
Peter didn't last long in the Rat Pack. 1947.
Baby, baby, whose baby are you? Baby, baby, whose baby are you?
Well, that sounds more like Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony.
Sure, the notes are the same, but it hasn't got a beat.
A beat?
Yeah, you know, a beat.
Oh, no, I'm afraid I haven't got that. Look, why don't you take over?
Oh, no, wait a minute, I don't want to crab your act.
No, I'm rather relieved. You see, I was supposed to be entertaining, but I'm hardly succeeding. Good night.
Hey, Fatso, come on, hit it.
Here's Peter Lawford.
Types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coats, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz.
Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Super duper.
Come, let's mix with Rockefellers, walk with sticks and umbrellas in their mix.
Thank you.
enter my heart.
Come mix, mix with Rockefellers. Walk with sticks and umbrellas. In their midst.
Cha-cha-cha.
Putting on the wrist.
Actor Peter Lawford, who appeared in some 60 movies and starred in television's Thin Man series, died today in a Los Angeles hospital. Peter Lawford, who was 61, died of a heart attack. He was perhaps as famous for his off-screen as for his on-screen roles. As a member of Frank Sinatra's so-called Hollywood Rat Pack of the 1960s, as a self-styled offbeat brother-in-law during his marriage to President Kennedy's sister Patricia. But in the 1940s, Peter Lawford fluttered the hearts of Bobby Soxers in such movies as Little Women with June Allison.
Besides, everyone expects that Grandfather has his heart set on it. So don't disappoint us. I just can't go on without you, Joe.
Peter Lawford, remembered today by his Thin Man co-star Phyllis Kirk as a, quote, unique, graceful, gifted, intelligent, and hilariously funny person.
I'm just a fella with an umbrella, looking for a girl who saved her love for a rainy day. I'm just a fella with an umbrella, glad to see the skies of blue have turned into skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, and that's what I long to see. Maybe the break in the weather will prove to be a break for me. So I'll be the fella with an umbrella. If you'll be the girl who saved her love for a rainy day.
For every fella, each fella with an umbrella, there's a girl who saved her love for a rainy day. For every fella, each fella with an umbrella, there's a time when skies of blue must turn into skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, that's what they were meant to do. Maybe the break in the weather will turn into a break. The girl who saved her love for a rainy day.
The music of the stars, that's Judy and Peter Lawford. People say, what is he doing in the Rat Pack anyway? Well, he wrote their shtick. And Peter said, despite everything, I have three regrets. I've crammed into a lot of living into my time. Joey said, I never had a hard liquor drink in my life. In my life. He said, I never went to Vegas without my wife. And if my son Larry was not in school, he was there too. Well, those guys had a lot of fun up there on stage. Frank Sinatra was the acknowledged master of the late night saloon song, Lost Love. It was Joey had a gift for timing. Peter Lawford, he was that sophisticated movie star. He had that refined style on screen anyway. And he could play it against type whenever he's trying to be funny. And Sammy, well, it'd be difficult to ever match Sammy's resume. Sammy could own any song. And they made life and the world seem like one big party. Huh? A lot of big bucks into the casino. Keep the music playing? Just ask anybody. Put on a record like this. The Bergmans, Alan and Marilyn.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? Keep the song from fading too fast. How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things? To say, and since we know we're always changing, how can it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows,
with any luck, then I suppose the music, it never ends. I know the way I feel for you. It's now or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever. Forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends.
The Bergmans. Shame more people don't know about that great husband and wife team. Songwriters, they worked a lot with Hollywood. That's a Tony Bennett hit. That's Frank Sinatra right there. But Joey Bishop, nobody talks about poor Joey. Now, Joey, with all the magic of the Rat Pack together, it lasted how long? 4 years, tops? Peter Lawford, he was the first to pass. That was in 1984. He was 61. Christmas Eve. Sammy, we lost him with throat cancer. He was 64. That was in 1990. Dino passed on Christmas Day, 1995. He was 78. Frank died of a heart attack. He was 82, and that was 1998. And Joey outlasted them all. 2007, he passed at age 89. And he don't want to be questioned anymore. And who can blame him about the other guys at the Rat Pack? Joey, yeah. Oh, Joey sang. Yeah, he did. Here's Joey Bishop, the music of the star.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep. Sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around.
Joey, would you do a favor for me? It's a personal favor.
Anything you ask, Diamond.
Well, would you smile for me just once?
Now?
Well, no. No, I want to give you the right build-up and everything. You give him a close-up. Now, don't forget. Here, give him the close-up. And this is going to be a television first. You ready?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joey Bishop smiles.
I don't know how she stands the pain, but I'm very thrilled to be on the Dinah Shore Show, and I'm very happy to be here in Los Angeles. I'll tell you that. You people know how to live. You can't beat your freeways, I'll tell you that. Boy, it's wonderful. The underpasses, the overpasses, the cloverleaf intersections. I don't care where you live in Los Angeles. You hop in your car, get on any freeway, and in 15 minutes, you're lost. Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm very, very excited. I had a very good fortune of having worked there with some wonderful guys. And I was thrilled because my name was up there with them. Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, and way on the bottom was my name. Only tall dogs knew I was working there. So when we finished, the big thrill was that Jack Entrada, who books the shows at the Sands, he gave us all gifts, and we never expected anything like that. Frank Sinatra got a beautiful wristwatch, and Peter Lawford got a sweater. I got a set of golf clubs. Sammy Davis Jr. got a camera, and Dean Martin got a cigarette lighter and emptied it in one gulp. It was just beautiful. And there's a lot of talk, you know, that Dean drinks a lot. That's not true. That's just publicity. Dean, as a matter of fact, is on a wonderful health kick. He takes very good care of himself. He has a beautiful home and a pool. And every morning he's up at 7 o'clock and takes his customary plunge right down the stairs. It's a wonderful feeling. So when you hear that stuff, and they have beautiful homes here, I'll tell you that. Sammy Davis has a gorgeous home. I went out and visited him. The landscaping, the shrubbery and the trees. See, I come from Philadelphia, and I lived in row houses. We never saw that, you know, shrubbery and trees. So if ever, the good Lord willing, I ever become a star and I move to California, I'm going to get a home with lots of trees, because I realize now that a house without a tree ain't fit for a dog.
A troop of strolling players are we. Not stars like L.B. Mayers are we. But just a simple band who roams about the land, dispensing fol-de-rol frivolity. Distraction are we?
New theater give attraction are we?
Oh, shut up, Sam.
But just a crazy group that never ceases to troop around the map of Little Italy.
Well, here we go, back to the home country again.
We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of laughs in Cremona, hey boy.
Our next jump in Parma, that dopey mopey menace. Then Mantua, then Padua, then we open again.
Where?
We open in Venice. We next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of bars in Cremona.
Our next jump in Parma, that fearless, cheerless menace. Then Mantua, then Padua,
then we open again.
Where? We open in Venice. We next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of money in Cremona.
Our next jump in Parma.
That dingy, smingy menace.
Then Mantua, then Padua.
And we open again.
Where? We open in Venice. We next play Verona. Then on to Cremona.
Lots of quail in Cremona.
Ah! Our next jump in Parma. That heartless, heartless menace. Then Mantua, then Padua. Then we open again.
Where?
Oh. Well, let me see now. I got a map. Let's pick out someplace.
Yeah, well, just don't take it too far down the line there.
Oh, well, let's take the first canyon out of here.
Matter of fact, if we hurry, we can beat the tab. Of course, the sheriff's out there waiting for us. Goodbye, boys.
Get out.
There are girls just ripe for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those girls don't know what they're missing. I've got a lot of living to do. And there's wine already for tasting, and there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a-wasting. There's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, places to go, and people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you'd know it. And it's all waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living
to do. Such a lot of living to do. Why, there's music to play, places to go and people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball if only you know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living, such a lot of living, such a lot of living to do.
December 1963, December the 8th, 2 weeks after President John F. Kennedy's assassination. A couple of 23-year-olds, Barry Keenan and Joe Amsler, thought they could strike it rich by kidnapping 19-year-old Frank Sinatra Jr. for a big ransom. They wanted $240,000 in small used bills. And Frank paid it. 3 days after that, they released Frank Jr. All three were convicted. The third one, the conspirator John Irwin. But they only served a little portion of their sentences. Barry Keenan was released after 4.5 years. Became a real estate developer. In fact, actor John Stamos and Barry Keenan became buddies. Keenan died 5 years ago, suicide. They made a movie on that for television. Frank would never leave the house after that without a roll of dimes in his pocket to call on the phone. And there was a movie made, 2003, called Stealing Sinatra. It's got some funny moments. Especially one scene in a gas station where the ransom was to exchange.
Mr. Frank Sinatra Jr.!
The victim.
You want to kidnap Frank Jr.?
I don't think it's a good idea.
The team.
How much are we talking about, son?
Is that a 7?
No, it's a 2.
The heist.
A case of Manischewitz?
It's a gift from a Jewish person.
Hello. The Sting.
Frank Sinatra?
Yeah.
Really?
It was a foolproof plan.
We have your son.
You son of a...
He's really mad.
But these were no ordinary fools.
What do you want, 1 million?
1 million won't do it.
How much?
$240,000.
based on a true story.
Being a kidnapped victim is not good publicity.
No one's calling you a victim.
Showtime Entertainment presents David Arquette, Academy and Emmy Award nominee William H. Macy, and Thomas Ian Nichols in Stealing Sinatra.
Here's Frank Jr.
Lovelier the second time around, just as wonderful with both feet on the ground. It's that second time you hear your love song sung, makes you think perhaps that to love like youth is wasted on the young. Love's more comfortable the second time you fall, like a friendly home the second time you call. Who can say what led us to the miracle we found? There are those who bet love comes but once, and yet I'm oh so glad we met the second time around.
Frank Sinatra Jr. I just want to say a couple of words here. Frank Sinatra. Frank, you know, it's so darn nice to start off our, well, this is our 16th year with you on our show. And incidentally, I thought you were, you know, that's the first time I'd ever seen you perform, and I thought you were swell on the Jack Benny show.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mr. Sullivan. I appreciate it.
No, please don't call me Mr. Sullivan. Would you call me Ed? I thought it was very polite of you and fitting that you'd call him Mr. Benny, because, you know, Jack is older than anybody I know. He's the oldest man in the country.
But I thought Mr. Benny was only 39.
Oh, he is. He is. And but Jack's been 39 ever since I first met him, and that was at least 39 years ago. Believe me, you know, you put all those 39s together and they start adding up here. Now, when you came out on our stage tonight, that ovation you received reminded me so much of the way the teenagers used to, you know, let out these squealing thing, react to, that's the way they reacted to your father when he was first came up.
You mean all of that was for me?
Of course. All those, the girls yelling and everything?
I don't know what to say.
Well, there are a bunch of girls out there who are terrific fans of yours, and actually, one of those girls happens to be my secretary, Gloria Bizard, and she'd give anything to meet you, so if you don't mind.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Severe storms and tornadoes rip through the South.
I grabbed my toddler, wrapped her up, and got on the bed, and then my husband grabbed my daughter. All I could hear is my six-year-old screaming that she didn't want to die. You don't want to hear that coming out of your baby's mouth.
She lives in Tylertown, Mississippi. At least 34 people were killed across six states. A concert at a nightclub in Macedonia turned deadly. Pyrotechnics on stage caused a massive fire, killing close to 60 people. The BBC's Guy Delaney.
The fire
fire took hold very quickly, and the building was engulfed in flames.
CBS's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem reports on a Houthi missile launched from Yemen.
The missile that landed in Egypt came a day after the U.S. launched a series of attacks on Yemen's Houthis and said the U.S. would use overwhelming force until the Houthis cease attacks on global shipping.
An Israeli official said the army is investigating whether the missile intended to target Israel. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Don Rosen.